This is the County Cricket Roundup podcast for the 31st of August. The race for the LV County Championship title is hotting up, with Durham now just 5.5 points behind leaders Yorkshire with a game in hand after completing victory over them on the final day in Scarborough. The victory was far from certain heading into the final day, with Yorkshire on 276-1 in their second innings. They suffered a devastating steady collapse. Kane Williamson was first to go, three short of his century, with his partner Phil Jakes following suit 2 overs later for 152. Wickets fell regularly thereafter, as only 3 men reached double figures, and Liam Plunkett top score with just 42. Chris Rush with Ben Stokes and Scott Borthwick finished with 3 wickets apiece. That left Durham needing 121 to win. They lost Mark Sturman first ball to Ryan Sidebottom to increase the tension. However, Borthwick was on hand with a crucial and fluent 65 and guided his side home by 7 wickets. His second wicket partnership of 72 with Keaton Jennings was pivotal to the match's outcome. By contrast, there was much tedium on the final day at Edgbaston, as Sussex and Warwickshire seemingly settled for a draw early on. Sussex finally declared on 394-9 in their second innings to end the match. Romy Hamilton-Brown and Ed Joyce both passed 50. Jeeton Patel was a familiar pick of the Bears' attack, turning figures of 36 overs, 12 mains, 3-74. Derbyshire lead a low-scoring match against Surrey by 161 runs going to the final day at the Oval. They reached stumps on a slow-moving day on 231-7 in their second innings. Skipper Wayne Madsen made a cautious 59, set the tone for proceedings during a second wicket stand of 61 with Paul Borrington. There were then contributions from Richard Johnson, Tom Poynton and David Wainwright as the visitors steadily built a lead. Surrey's bowlers were all disciplined and economical, with Tim Linley, Gareth Batty and Chris Tremlett each ending with 2 wickets. Division 2 leaders Lancashire had to work hard to complete what should have been a straightforward victory over Hampshire at Southport. Resume 137-70 to 496, Hampshire's 8th wicket pair of Matt Coles and Adam Wheater took the score to 320 before being parted. Wheater was finally dismissed for 140 by Simon Kerrigan and the record-breaking 191-run partnership. Coles was bowled in the very next over by Lewis Rees for 68. Hampshire was still not finished, however, the last wicket pair of James Tomlinson and Brad Taylor adding a further 53. Taylor was finally stumped for 20, as Lancashire breathed a sigh of relief. Worcestershire wrapped up a comfortable victory over last place Leicestershire. Set a potentially tricky 185 to win in the fourth innings, they romped home by 9 wickets. Openers Darrell Mitchell and Matthew Pardoe put on 62, with Pardoe and Moeen Ali then taking them across the line without further loss, as both completed half centuries. Leicestershire's second innings at Durham ended at 248, as Ned Eckersley made it 200 in the match, and Jack Chantrey ended with 4 for 53. Gareth Roderick hit 136 as Gloucestershire escaped with a draw on the final day against Essex. He shared 137 with his captain Michael Klinger for the second wicket, then 108 with Hamish Marshall for the fourth wicket later in the day. A spell of 3 wickets for 2 runs then gave Essex hope, but Will Gibbon and Tom Smith batted out the final 19.2 overs. Gidman ended on 16 off 65 balls, with Smith on 33 off 55.